Queen.
Caribbean. It kind of works.
I know.
Okay, Queen is your 9 a.m. keyword. Take the keyword Queen and go enter it right now on our website, 945virginradio.ca.
945 Virgin Radio.
Oh, I leave quite an impression. 5 feet to be exact. You're wondering why half his clothes went missing. My body's where they're at. Now I'm gone, but you're still laying next to me. 1 degree of separation.
Telling me to live right, to go to bed before the
Hey, good morning. It's Holly and Neera. You want some tips on how to make your weekends feel longer?
Oh my God, yes.
Okay, 2 days away till the weekend. How do we make it long? Next.
I just woke up from a dream where you and I had to say goodbye. And I don't know what it all means, but since I survived, I realized wherever you go, that's where I'll follow. Nobody's promised tomorrow, so I'm alive.
On how to make your weekends feel longer.
Everybody's working for the weekend.
Yes.
Everybody's just like, why does the weekend go by so fast already? Because it's a short work week. Friday's the day after tomorrow, everybody.
I'm loving this four-day work week. Who do we talk to?
Exactly. We need to get on that.
And to the weekend.
Right? And that would be great to make that happen, four-day work weeks. But in the meantime, some tips on how to make your weekends feel longer. These are tips that you can do so that you get the most out of your weekend, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Do your weekend chores during the work week.
Mm.
It's obviously easier to do this if you're one of those people that can work from home, obviously, because you can get so much more laundry done. You can do little things like, hey, I'm just going to quickly empty the dishwasher. Hey, I'm just going to quickly put away this laundry in between, right?
Yep.
Stuff. But even if you don't get to work from home, try to do one thing a day so it's less on the weekend. Because we do. We try and put it all to the weekend. I'll get to it this weekend.
Yep.
I'll get to this week. I have a giant pile of stuff on my dining room table, but I'll get to it this weekend. So if you do a little bit, then you're not stuck with endless tasks all weekend long.
Okay.
So the weekend doesn't feel like all you're doing is
getting ready for the week?
Yeah.
Or catching up.
Exactly. So try and do a few extra weekend chores during the week.
Mm.
Number two, wake up early.
I knew you were going to say that one.
Wake up early on the weekends because you will get more out of your days. And then you don't mess up your sleep schedule for the rest of the work week.
Okay, yeah.
That's part of the problem.
My children are helping me do this currently. I don't know why.
I know.
All of a sudden, they're like 6 a.m. I have a child in my face or like a car driving on my hair. I'm like, hello, good morning.
Yes.
What time is it? 6:05? Come on, man.
So you're waking up early on the weekends to make the most out of your day. Now, this is interesting. They're saying to make your weekends feel longer in your life, make plans for Friday night.
Ooh.
You'll get in something fun to kick off the weekend. So then when Saturday rolls around, you still feel like you have two weekend days left.
Yes.
They're like, just don't get too wild or stay out too late on the Friday. Otherwise, your Saturday might be a throwaway day.
Okay, don't tell me what to do.
I'm just saying.
This is good for you, Nira. You need to do more on Fridays. You're very like, Friday, I'm going to sleep.
I know.
I'm like, girl.
I know.
We're only here for so many years. You got a party Friday. You got a party Saturday.
I have been these days, though, because it's just been so busy. So I partied at Usher on Friday night.
Yeah, that's good. And then on Saturday again?
Then I went out Sunday. I took a break on the Saturday, but I did go out on Sunday night.
Okay.
But Monday we
were had the extended weekend.
So there you go. So try and do some of your weekend chores during the week.
Okay.
Wake up early every day.
Okay.
Make plans for Friday. And then it says split your weekends between doing stuff and doing nothing.
Okay.
Meaning spend Friday and Saturday doing stuff. Like just doing stuff. Whether you're hanging with friends, whether you're doing your errands, whether you're doing the chores, whether you're doing da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yep.
And then Sunday, do nothing and reset. Spend Sunday as your nothing day and you will feel like you had like a lot in your weekend. Like you got your weekend.
I'm so stressed out thinking about how much I would have to do to have a nothing day.
I know.
I would rather split it and have a half nothing Saturday, half nothing Sunday versus like full tilt Saturday and then a nothing Sunday.
I think you need a nothing Sunday because you and I get the Sundays.
A massive Sundays.
So Sundays already become a waste anyways. So we need to have a nothing Sunday because we already get the Sundays. So if you already get the Sundays, how much of your Sunday do you actually get as a Sunday?
You're telling me though, even if you had nothing to do, a person who gets the Sundays, you're not going to get the Sundays?
No, but
you're getting the Sundays, babe.
If we're trying to still do some stuff on the Sunday,
yeah,
then I'm already getting the Sundays. So if I've spent half of my Sunday doing stuff, then the other half of the Sundays I've got the Sunday blues, then what do I get out of my Sunday?
Saturday?
No, my Sunday.
Holly and Nira.
Welcome to the press conference. We're thrilled to announce our team's latest acquisition. Google Pixel 9 on Bell. With Gemini, Google's all-star AI on Canada's fastest and most reliable 5G network, we're ready for a standout season.
Add Google Pixel 9 on Bell to your team. Get up to $800 off when you trade in an eligible phone. Learn more at bell.ca/Google or visit a Bell store. Bell, smartphones just got better.
Television's number one new hero.
I just want to help in any way I can.
Is Coulter Shaw.
We have a job for you.
Yeah, but it's a weird one.
Never stopped me before.
Justin Hartley stars in Tracker. New episode. Monday, 7, 9 central on CTV.
At Science World, Earth matters.
Because we live here, right?
Well, yes.
I knew it.
But it's a little more complex than that. Earth matters to that tree, that bird in the tree, and that salmon sitting in the shade of the tree.
Wait, what?
Because in nature, everything is connected. Air, land, and water. Find out how at Earth Matters at Science World.
Yeah, but the salmon?
Exactly. Science World's feature exhibition, Earth Matters, is on now. Plan your visit today at scienceworld.ca.
Hi, I'm Brian McMullen, General Manager of Apple and Nissan Langley. Rev up your savings with these Applewood deals.
Nissan's all-in clear-out event continues. Lease or finance the 2024 Sentra Select trims from 0.99%, plus get a $500 loyalty bonus. Or finance the 2024 Frontier Select trims from 2.99%, plus get a $1,250 Nissan bonus and free winter tires with rims. Go all-in at Applewood Nissan Langley on Fraser Highway.
You might not think much about how a strong Canadian oil and gas industry affects your daily life. From getting where we need to go, to essentials we need delivered, to things we rely on to keep society running. But what if that system suddenly stopped working? How much would you miss the time when you didn't have to think about it? See how we're helping Canada run smoothly at Synovus.com.
This is the perfect time of year to get engaged.
Think about all the Christmas parties and the New Year's Eve parties.
Everyone who cares about you will be conveniently gathered together.
And when you announce that you got engaged,
those parties will go to the next level.
People will be talking about those parties for years.
You'll have a good time.
All your friends will have a good time.
And your families will be out of their minds with unbridled joy.
I think we need to tell them one more time, Michael.
Think about all the Christmas parties.
Think about all the New Year's Eve parties.
And when you're done thinking, come to Spence Diamonds and try on hundreds of different engagement rings.
We've got all the designer prototypes right out in the open.
Where you can just pick them up and try them on.
You have our official permission.
And every ring has a price on it that includes all the diamonds.
Come to Spence.
It's time to get engaged.
Spence. Wow. Located in Vancouver and Langley.
Can we really launch Black Friday deals early?
As Sunwing's financial advisor, I say, hold my coconut.
You actually did it.
It's simple. People want more from their vacation, right? A Sunwing vacation does that. Why deny the people what they want? And with these Black Friday vacay deals, they'll be sipping a mojito by Tuesday.
Book with your local travel advisor or...
I said this year would be different, but I haven't bought a single gift.
Don't stress. Sephora has gifts for everyone on your list.
Really?
Everyone.
Everyone.
Go on.
Do they like to smell nice? Valentino perfume. Do they have hair? Olaplex. Do they have lips? Charlotte Tilbury. Do they have skin? First Aid Beauty.
Okay, I got it.
This holiday, don't overthink it. With Sephora, giving something beautiful is easy. Find exclusive gifts in-store or online at Sephora.ca.
This holiday season, when it's time to choose the right tree, some trees will be chosen for their size, some for their shape, and some for their shelter. Let's have fewer people under a tree this Christmas. Don't let homelessness assumptions get in the way of homelessness solutions. Go to CanadaCanDoIt.ca. Help the Canadian Alliance to end homelessness.
Tim's Holiday Smile Cookie is back. From November 18th to 24th, get one to give back to your community. 100% of proceeds are donated to local charities, community groups, and Tim Hortons Foundation camps at participating restaurants in Canada.
Do you have the right ingredients to make the cut? CTV is firing up a new season of MasterChef Canada. This is your chance. Put your culinary skills to the ultimate test. Go to ctv.ca/MasterChef Canada and apply now. Casting closes November 17th.
Wake up with a deal at A&W for just $4.99. Enjoy bacon and egg and organic small pret coffee until December 8th at participating Lower Mainland locations. Traffic is moving slow at the Lionsgate Bridge both ways and at the Ironworkers Memorial Bridge northbound. Vancouver weather today is rain with a high of 12 degrees. Right now it's 10. That's traffic. I'm Marisha with Holly and Neera.
Okay, do you want to know what to eat and drink to have the best sleep ever?
Yes.
You have to have these three things just before you go to bed, okay?
Just before you go to bed.
Yeah. Number one. Almonds.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Number two, turkey.
Turkey?
Because the tryptophan, I guess.
Okay. Sneaky.
And number three, chamomile tea.
Okay, I have chamomile tea.
Okay.
Almonds, no problem. I don't know what to do about the turkey.
Find it. You need to sleep, honey.
Quite the combination.
Dinner.
Here we go.
Here we go.
I've been trying to call. I've been on my own for long enough.
can show me how to love. Maybe I'm going through a drought. You don't even have to do too much. You can turn me on with just a touch. Baby, I look around and the city's cold and empty. No one's around to judge me. I can see clearly when you're.
It's Neera. The sexiest man alive has been revealed, and that's coming up next in The Biz.
If you need a drink, then I'm fine. If you need a minute to think, I got time. If you need a shoulder, come over. It's all good, baby, cry on mine. Mr. Bossman's on your back. You left your laptop in the taxi cab, and you're crying in the park on your break. Your boyfriend can't talk you down. He doesn't understand what you're all about, but you've gotten kind of used to the taste. Don't think twice. You don't gotta be alone with the highs and the lows. It's alright to need somebody. If you need a drink, then I'm fine. If you need a minute to think, I got time. If you need a shoulder, come over. Secrets. I'm still stitching your clothes. I'm still letting you know when I made it home. So don't think twice. You don't gotta be alone with the ebbs and the flows. It's alright to need somebody. If you need a drink, then I'm fine. If you need a minute to think, I got time. If you need a shoulder, come over. It's all good, baby, cry on mine. If you need a hand, if you need a minute to think, I got time. If you need a shoulder, come over, it's all good. If you need a hand, I got two. If you're in the mood to dance, I got moves. If you need a night in.
Sexiest Man Alive has been revealed. That's today's top biz story. John Krasinski. He is the sexiest man alive for 2024. And he said it was an absolute immediate blackout. Zero thoughts. Am I being punked? You know him as the creator of the animated film If, you know, imaginary friends, the Quiet Place movies. He's like the writer, the director, starred Jack Ryan for four seasons on Prime. And now that's turning into a movie. And of course, the beloved Jim. 9 years on The Office.
But I always say it's better to be prepared.
You know, it was the gym with the Pam and then with Dwight and with Andy and with Mike. It was so cute.
I ate a tuna sandwich. I ate a tuna sandwich on my first day, so Andy started calling me Big Tuna. I don't think any of them actually know my real name.
Big Tuna.
Big Tuna. Tuna. My favorite part of The Office was the Jim and Dwight back and forth, the pranks on each other.
I loved the Jim and Pam until they became Jim and Pam.
I know.
I always. I was like, no, they can't actually get together because then what? I know.
It's classic.
Yeah.
He was revealed as the winner of being the sexiest man alive with Stephen Colbert. And then they did this really cute video where John Krasinski teaches Stephen how to be sexy. Okay. We've posted the video if you want to check it out. Virgin Radio Vancouver. Of course, we posted the cover as well.
Okay.
You want to see that? You know, okay, I think the problem is we keep looking at him as Jim.
Yes.
Okay, but we got to look
forever at
him as the man who's married to Emily Blunt.
Pam.
No, not Pam. I mean, no offense.
No, of course
to Jenna
not.
Fisher, but just the.
No, they seem too wholesome.
You
to
know,
be sexy.
I know. And he, as Jack Ryan, apparently he's next level. Yeah. My husband watches that show, and he said it's so good.
Yeah,
and
Prime's trying to make me watch it, but I've never watched it.
Yeah, apparently he's really good, and then now he's getting really buff because he's doing a Michael Bay movie, and then on top of that, because Jack Ryan is getting a movie, so he's really kind of changed his look and his vibe. So maybe we got to give him a different little, like, we gotta throw him a bone here.
Okay.
And he's a loving father of two beautiful girls.
No, stop. Say
his
that,
favorite
no.
thing in the world is to spend time with his wife and his kids. And he said when he called his wife, Emily Blunt, to tell her, he's like, he couldn't quite make out what she was saying because she was laughing so hard.
Hey, I'm with you, Emily. Very, very wholesome, cute, good dad.
So the person he is after is like Patrick Dempsey is the one who was sexiest man alive last year.
That got us.
And then Chris Evans before that. And the one that got me, and I was really excited about it, but it really got the world didn't understand, was Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
And I was all over that because I think he's so underrated and he is so sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Rudd. Right? No?
Again,
no, you don't feel that
I'd like
one,
to
no.
marry him or he could be my dad.
Right. Okay, no.
Okay. Figure that out. Therapy.
There's really funny, like a really funny video, Drew Barrymore getting a bit too touchy-feely with Martha Stewart.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to my winter house.
Martha Stewart was on her show. You know Drew Barrymore, how she's doing a lot of holding these days?
She is
right?
too touchy, handsy.
Right, but she's really trying to feel you.
Oh, my God.
You know, and Martha pushed her hand away, and she's like, wrong gender, honey. Wrong gender.
Okay, Martha, wrong comment for 2024.
But she's letting her know, like, I'm into dudes. So, like, if you're trying to get up close and personal, like, I'm just into dudes, and that's fine, too. Like, she's like, that's you're not my jam, and that's okay.
Okay.
But it's so funny because Drew is a bit too handsy for some people.
Way too handsy.
But we also posted that if you want to check it out. And you have not seen the Martha documentary, and I'm really mad at you because you should watch it. It's good.
I'm wondering why you want me to watch it so much.
Because it's so much about woman empowerment. And I think, like, as two women who do this show, I think it's, like, really important to watch this woman who started from nothing and what she made of herself and what the world tried to do to her. Mm. It's impressive.
Okay.
And she went to jail.
Is Snoop in it?
Just a little bit, yeah. It's so cute.
I'll watch.
And you know how Deadpool Wolverine had a whole bunch of cameos from different celebrities who were like, yeah, of course, we'll join your film.
Surprise. This is a different kind of superhero story.
Jennifer Garner, Wesley Snipes, Chris Evans, like they all made cameos.
His wife.
But Jennifer Garner as Elektra, Wesley Snipes as Blade, Chris Evans as Johnny Storm. And then there's one right now that the Marvel Universe, that Disney is like, wait a second. Should this guy get his own movie based on what he did in the Deadpool Wolverine movie? And that guy is Channing Tatum.
Oh.
Channing Tatum. He plays Gambit in Deadpool Wolverine.
Okay.
They really enjoyed that. And even Ryan Reynolds is like, he was just so beautiful. Like, with the way he moved, the way he did his thing, he's like, I think that they should do it. Sometimes they're like, the movie company just needs to see it.
Yeah.
To envision it. And that's what happened with him and Deadpool. Like, he sent in this little pilot, they saw it, they're like, okay, this will work. So maybe Channing Tatum could be getting a bigger part in the Marvel Universe.
I mean, more Channing is always good.
Always.
We will say yes to more Channing.
Always. I'm Neera, and that's the biz.
Mornings with Holly and Neera.
94.5 Virgin Radio.
Heaven sent you to me. I'm just hoping I don't repeat history. Boy, I'm trying to meet your mama on Sunday. The nigga that I love on Monday. Never need no one else, babe. Cause I'll be switching the positions for you.
Number one hit music station, 94.5 Virgin Radio.
She loves some. In the club with the lights off. But you act a shy fog. Come and show me that you're with it, with it, with it, with it, with it. Stop playing how you know that I'm with it, with it, with it, with it, with it, with it. What you acting shy for?
Just give me you, just give me you. Just give me you. That's all I wanna do. And if what they say is true, if it's true, I'ma give it to you. I may take a lot of stuff. Guaranteed, I can back it up. I think I'ma call you bluff. Hurry up, I'm waiting now from.
It's all on you. So what you wanna do? And if you don't have a clue, not a clue, I'll tell you what to do. Come hide it just because. I don't like it too soft. I like it a little rough. Not too much, but maybe just enough.
Like she loves some. Bring it back like she loves some. In the club with the lights off, but you acting shy for. Come and show me that you with it. Stop playing, now you know that I'm with it. What you acting shy for?
Dating trend that's all about matchy matchy.
Hello, we're twins. Yes, sir.
The newest dating trend is called freak matching.
I'm sorry?
Freak matching. The mission is to find somebody that matches your freak.
Oh my gosh, are you?
It's not just about bedroom freakiness.
Okay,
that can be part of it, of
right.
course.
Okay, because you're taking me to a very interesting place with my imagination.
Go
right
there,
now.
Girl. It's hump day.
Oh yeah. All right. Okay.
Freak matching, or finding somebody to match your freak, means you are wanting someone to go day by day with you and do the things that you love doing, but you do it together. Freak matching is being your true self and finding somebody with those same quirks, the same interests. You're both of these weird little things you love doing. You're like, hey, I see you.
Mm-hmm.
We freak match.
Okay, so for example, it doesn't have to be extreme. It could be like, I love going to the Richmond Night Market.
You're so freaky, man.
Do you know the freaky things you can find at the Richmond Night Market?
I bet.
Like, there's some really cool stuff.
Freak matching, yeah. It's just about finding somebody that also loves doing that. That's
okay.
Like, oh, you're like, you know what I love doing? I know it's weird. I love to get a coffee in the morning, and then I like to go back and get another one at 4 p.m. I know it's a lame example as well. But, like, something...
Okay, that example.
I know, boring.
Okay, what about how I like, I don't know, yeah, watching scary movies?
Yeah, sure.
Freak matching.
Sure.
I'm trying to think. Am I not freaky anymore?
No, I mean, I swear I'm freaky, but like...
I used to be.
No, I mean, yes.
Now it's like all responsibility all the time. What is your freakiness? I'm trying to think of what my freakiness is.
I mean, I can think of a couple, but they're not safe for freaky.
But you know what I mean.
Yes. No, but I go right to the bedroom too. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, like I used to be a little bit more like, okay, this is good. But now I'm like, I don't even know anymore. I'm so like consumed by just adulting.
Yeah.
What's
freaky? Oh, I forgot to pay my property tax by like 2 days last year.
That's not freaky, honey. That's just an interest payment.
Freaky.
How is someone going to be a part of that with you? I don't even understand. How is that freak matching?
I'm trying to think of something that's freaky.
Oh, my gosh. Freak.
You've been wearing a lot of pleather lately.
Okay, yeah. I love
them. It's a little freaky. Not really.
I mean, no, not really.
You want to meet a man that wears as much pleather as you?
No. Definitely no.
Holly and Neera.
Welcome to the press conference. We're thrilled to announce our team's latest acquisition, Google Pixel 9 on Bell. With Gemini, Google's all-star AI on Canada's fastest and most reliable 5G network, we're ready for a standout season.
Add Google Pixel 9 on Bell to your team. Get up to $800 off when you trade in an eligible phone. Learn more at bell.ca/Google or visit a Bell store. Bell, smartphones just got better.
10,000 years before the birth of Paul Atreides, we founded a sisterhood.
Crave presents the next groundbreaking original series from HBO, Dune: Prophecy. The epic prequel to the classic sci-fi novel.
Sacrifices must be made.
True power begins with control.
Sisterhood above all.
Dune: Prophecy streams November 17th, only on Crave. Subscribe now at crave.ca.
As fall approaches and birds head south, a different kind of bird emerges, the Subaru. While migratory flocks seek warmth, Subaru's symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive keeps drivers soaring through the wild. During the migrating season, Subaru's hunger for adventure grows exponentially, driving the intrigued radio listeners to fall for Subaru at their local Subaru dealerships, experiencing an adventure of their own. So migrate to your local Subaru dealership to book a test drive today.
This is the sound of an exciting Black Friday sale.
And this is the sound of an exciting Black Friday sale at Sleep Country. Black Friday just isn't the same at Sleep Country, except for the best deals on the best brands. Buy one, get one free on best-selling pillows, hottest prices on Simba, Casper, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and Queen mattresses starting at only $479 until Sunday only. Plus, take advantage of our unbeatable price guarantee. Don't miss out. The Black Friday event is on now at Sleep Country. Speak to a sleep expert for full details.
This is a chain called BC's healthcare system. Its links include social workers, occupational therapists, and pharmacists. Links where vital tests and life-saving procedures happen when they should. Links to a healthcare system that works. But when chronically overworked and just not paid enough, it doesn't work. Support for specialized health professionals is the critical link to a strong healthcare system. A message from the Health Sciences Association of BC.
Why do I love getting my holiday gifts at Shoppers Drug Mart? The PC Optimum points. Perfume for mom? Points for me. Chocolates for the teachers? Oh yeah, points for me. Shoppers, you should totally go. Exclusions apply.
The holidays make me happy, but something's happening I don't like to talk about. Sometimes there's no food when I get home from school. Sometimes I'm hungry all weekend.
Hidden Hunger lives in your neighborhood this winter, but you can help with a gift to Backpack Buddies. Just $25 provides a backpack full of food for one hungry child for an entire weekend.
Give today and put hope back on the table this holiday season. Donate now at backpackbuddies.ca.
So we got the new house. We move in a couple months.
Wow, congrats.
Thanks. Now we just need a moving company.
Well, if you want the best move ever, call You Move Me.
You Move Me?
Yeah, we used them for our move and it was amazing. They were organized, on time, super careful with our stuff. They were a lot of fun too. They even brought us our morning coffee.
Huh, You Move Me sounds pretty great.
It's completely stress and hassle free. We literally woke up in one home and went to bed in another home.
Nice.
It's a busy time of year too, so I'd get started now. Go to youmoveme.com.
This holiday season, the Arts Club Theater Company has festive productions on all three stages. The heartwarming musical Dolly Parton's Smoky Mountain Christmas Carol returns with Dickens' classic characters and Dolly's renowned songwriting at the Stanley Industrial Alliance stage. Kris Kringle takes the stand at the Granville Island stage in the endearing Miracle on 34th Street. And the Gingerbread Men return for another holiday cabaret at the Newmont stage at the BMO Theater Center. Get tickets today at artsclub.com.
Raise a smoothie to any friend you've had since 1999. That's a good friend. And Booster Juice was there. Now celebrating 25 years in Canada and more than 450 locations from coast to coast. A silver anniversary splashed with lots of oranges. Celebrate 25 years of Booster Juice with the return of OG favorite smoothies like the Orangicle, the Marathon, and the Original, made with oranges, bananas, strawberries, strawberry sorbet, and probiotic yogurt. Happy 25th, Booster Juice. Download the Booster Rewards app today.
Virgin Radio's connected.
94.5 Virgin Radio has your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to Disney on Ice, November 27th to December 1st at Pacific Coliseum. Get into the holiday spirit with the Vancouver Christmas Market at Jackpool Plaza. Enter for your chance to win $1,000 in Christmas cash courtesy of the Vancouver Christmas Market plus your tickets to the market.
Go to 94.5virginradio.ca for your chance to win. Virgin Radio's connected.
Welcome to the press conference. We're thrilled to announce our team's latest acquisition, Google Pixel 9 on Bell. With Gemini, Google's all-star AI on Canada's fastest and most reliable 5G network, we're ready for a standout season.
Add Google Pixel 9 on Bell to your team. Get up to $800 off when you trade in an eligible phone. Learn more at bell.ca/Google or visit a Bell store. Bell, smartphones just got better.
The Specsavers Fall Sale is ending soon. Head down today to get two pairs of glasses, including single vision lenses, for only $99. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca. Traffic is clear. There are currently no stalls, accidents, or delays. Vancouver weather today is rain with a high of 12 degrees. Right now it's 10. That's traffic. I'm Marisha with Holly and Mira.
Back to the hits.
Vancouver's number one hit music station.
94.5 Virgin Radio.
Wish I could call you last night, try to make sure you're alright. I hate to know you feel alone. I found those pictures on my phone, 5 hours so long. I wish you were back from Boston, I'm alone learning those lessons. You're out there chasing your dreams, mine came true, you should see. I've been on tour for weeks now, just hope you're here to see.
It was easier when we were try to make sure you're alright. I hate to know you feel alone. I wish I could go back in time, try to change the wrong and make it right. I hate to know the good is gone. I hate to know the good is gone. Remember the walk from school, fight on the hill, I protected you. When everything I bought was true to you, but your clothes weren't always new. I guess I miss your face when I steal from your plate. Couldn't stop laughing cause you always did something stupid. It was easier when we were younger. It was easier when we were younger.
Wish I could call you last night, try to make sure you're alright. I hate to know you feel alone. Wish I could go back in time, try to change the wrong and make it right. I hate to know the good is gone. I hate to know the good is gone. Wish I could call you last night, try to make sure you're alright. I hate to know you feel alone. I wish I could go back in time, try to change the wrong and make it right. I hate to know the good is gone. Wish I could call you last night, try to make sure you're alright. I hate to know you feel alone.
Holly and Neera.
Virgin.
The biggest shopping trend this holiday season.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It is, but it can also be a little bit frightening for some people and overwhelming.
All of that for me.
Okay. And the biggest shopping trend this holiday season, because yes, whether you want to admit it or not, as much as we say, it's all about the love in the air and the feeling and, you know,
the thought, the joy.
It is also about the gifts. We've really made it about the gifts that you get, you know, during the holidays, during Christmas. So the biggest shopping trend this holiday season for gift buying is something called the slow shopping approach. The slow shopping approach. It promotes the importance of taking time to think through each purchase. You got to be mindful when buying and making your decisions. Don't go last minute panicking, freaking out. Do the slow shopping approach.
I'll help you. Slow it down.
When you do slow shopping, you have reasons to wait. You have reasons to go, is that the best price? You have reasons to go, could I find something better and still maybe save myself some money? Do the slow shopping approach, which also means don't wait till last minute to buy all the gifts, because that's when you do panic shopping and you end up buying all this stuff and then you don't even know what you bought and you've overspent and you don't even really know if you got people what they wanted.
Yeah, that's me. Mm-hmm. That the part B.
Exactly.
I am last minute Susan.
The spur of the moment buying habits. Is that you? Like, just in the moment.
Okay. I don't even look at the price. I'm like, get them both one.
Yes. And that is the one that, like, is driving the forces right now.
Yeah.
So we're saying, if you start becoming a little bit more of a price tracker, you start browsing a little bit more, start now. Start keeping your eye on certain prices. Be like, okay, that's how much that is here. Wait, I'm going to, so if this is what it is here, and I know I'm going to Metrotown tomorrow, I'll double check that price at Metrotown. If it's cheaper, then I'll know to get it at Metrotown. You know, okay. Things like that.
Listen, I appreciate the slow down shopping approach.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, who has time for that?
Exactly. It's not about the time, but say, for example, you are just out and about today and you happen to see a few items and you're like, wait, this is actually a really good price.
Mm.
I know that this is something that, I don't know, someone on your list, like one of your kids might be into.
Mm-hmm.
You at least have bought it and you can keep the receipt with it, you know? And put it away. It's better for you to find something like that, that you know, that's probably a good price right now, before it's, everything starts flying off the shelves and then everything's sold out and da 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 da. Like already one of my nieces at Thanksgiving gave me a hint of something that she's been obsessed with that she's seeing online.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, tell me about this. Show it to me on your phone. Then I quickly sent the link to myself and then, ooh, maybe I shouldn't say too much.
That's fine. She's not listening.
What? I'm done. I got her done.
You got it done.
I got it done.
Yeah, but I mean.
And it was on sale. Cause it was before
now
the big.
Now I want you to go to 4 different malls today and price check that you got the best price near us. Slow it down to spend 7 hours at each mall making sure.
But I did slow it down in the sense of I researched it. I looked it up and I was like, it is on sale right now. Then, you know, all of a sudden it was like, it's special, 25% off.
Uh-oh.
Then I went in and I bought it.
Now wait, you ordered something online?
Mm-hmm.
This doesn't always bode well for you. Do you remember last Christmas? When did your child's present show up for Christmas? March?
Yeah, it was about like end of January.
Okay, so shout out to your niece.
Holly and Neera. Thank you.
94.5 Virgin Radio.
If you still in doubt.
And I'm bad like the Barbie. I'm a doll, but I still wanna party. Pink